This is William Tincup, and you're listening to the Recruiting Daily Podcast. We're broadcasting from iSolve Connect, the user conference. It is in Palm Desert, Palm Springs, at the JW Marriott. Wonderful location.
Beautiful.
Oh, my goodness.
Couldn't get any better.
I thought, first of all, Nashville was wonderful last year. Really was wonderful. And it was intimate, and the hotel experience, everything was check. It was great.
Yeah.
This, y'all have gone up. Not just a notch. You've gone up several notches.
Yeah, it's been wonderful. Wonderful experience. Really enjoying it so far.
So we're day two-ish. What's been your favorite part of Connect so far?
Oh, that's really tough to answer,
I know.
To be honest.
I know, because there's a lot of cool things.
And I've had an opportunity to sit on a couple of great panels.
Okay.
But I have to say the most enjoyable thing so far has been meeting directly with our customers. I've had 5 one-on-ones with our customers.
Yep.
Yesterday, a big customer lunch, customer dinner. So it just getting to meet with the customers, understand how they're using the product, what they're seeing
right.
from their seat,
yep.
And ultimately how we can help. That's been the most enjoyable thing for me.
Well, y'all have put customers first since I've known you.
Absolutely.
And I think the roadshow, I think y'all did 25 last year ish,
yep. and 50 ish. 25, 50 ish this year. I've attended about 30 in total over the 2 years.
Okay.
You know, and which is, again, it's amazing. You know, sitting in my seat, overseeing all of our customer facing right. operations, it's really important for me to just be there with our customers, hear what's working and what's not working.
Right.
You know, so I can set the right strategic direction for us and ultimately meet the customer where they are.
Well, what I love about the roadshows is we're talking about iSolve Connect, the user conference, in a single place. However, this is great. You go out and go to cities. I mean, I know we went and saw you in Dallas at one point this year.
Yes.
But y'all just traveled around 50 different. Sometimes you went to the same city twice.
Absolutely.
Went back to the city, and for people that are listening, there's, 50, 75, 100 people in the room. Most are customers, if not all. There's some prospects, et cetera. And they're literally asking and answering questions. So if you can ever go to one of these things, what's fascinating to me is, like, they're cracking open the products. It's like, hey, I've got an onboarding question, and, we want to do this. Oh, okay. Here's how they do it. Like, yeah. They're solving problems in front
we
of people.
We encourage our customers, come to the roadshow, bring your laptop,
yep.
and bring your list of questions.
Yes.
And we're going to sit with you at lunch.
I love
we'll
that.
We'll extend it.
I love that.
And we started doing these things called power-up sessions, where we give customers a little opportunity in advance, a week or two in advance, sign up for a longer session.
Yeah.
We'll do a deep dive session. We're sending, very discipline-specific folks to make sure we know, hey, what are your problems? What do you want to dig into? What can we do to help you get the most out of the platform and ultimately help their employees? Because
right.
we know that's the most important job
right.
we all have is making sure that employee experience is really positive.
Well, the thing is you have all the products and you have partners as well. You have an ecosystem around you. So in case there's something that you don't have or haven't built, you got multiple partners for that.
Absolutely.
And so, we talked to a bunch of customers yesterday, Ryan and I, and, they love you. Like, that's the craziest thing in the world to talk to software customers because usually, not iSolve, but usually you talk to customers and you ask them a question, simple question. This is kind of a basic thing we always kind of do. Okay, what do you love about Company X and what would you change about Company X? So Ryan and I asked that question probably 20 times yesterday. They all struggled with what they would change with Company X. Like, it was crazy.
Yeah,
like,
that's awesome.
They would go into, well, it wouldn't change anything. We just need to use performance, or we need to use another product, right?
Exactly.
And it isn't that they would change y'all at all, or the product.
That's incredible. No, and actually what we've done is we've spun up a team. We call it our optimization team.
Yep.
And they're heavy into the roadshows, but their entire mission is to get with the customers and make sure they're using what they have, that they understand what they have. Because, again, our customers, they all have unique challenges. They're all in different industries and verticals. States, everything, and making sure that the customer understands the power of the platform that they have.
Right,
that's more important than adding on more modules. Right, they all have a need, but let us help sculpt a roadmap for you.
Right,
and it starts with using effectively what you have.
Well, what I love about this on several levels, and we won't name names, but sometimes companies in our space, they'll have that particular product. So let's say. Let's say it's time and attendance. Let's say they have that product, but the the customer doesn't know they have that product. So they start shopping and looking outside of that and go try to find a time and attendance product that works with their payroll system. It's like, yeah, we already have that.
It's right here.
It's right here. We have to hit a button. We have to train you.
Yep.
But it's, you know, I studied user adoption for years, and what I learned about user adoption is it isn't a game of adoption. It's a game of satisfaction.
Mm.
You got to get people all over the hump of using it, seeing it in their lives every day, making sure that they get the most out of it. But then on the other side of that is they love it. They love using the software.
Yeah. And we've built our teams around helping to drive that satisfaction. You know, there's nothing more powerful than sitting down with a customer and seeing how they do it every day, and then showing them that, did you know that this checkbox is right here? It's been in front of your face the entire time. If you just check this, all this different things, the stuff happens, and seeing the delight on the customer, like, you just saved me 3 hours.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was the 3 hours that they were going to be slogging away.
Exactly.
Wishing they were doing something strategic, didn't have the time to do something strategic, and now it's like, now you do.
Exactly.
Imagine if you had the time to do the things on that to-do list that you got. You know, every HR leader I know has this to-do list. It's, you know, longer than what they can get done.
We need them to focus on the strategic initiatives. How do they drive employee engagement?
Right.
How do they better recruit? How do they better onboard, train their new employees?
Retain.
That's what, exactly. Because retention is the name of the game.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to lose good talent. HR practitioners need to be focused on the strategic initiatives, not the tactical. And that's where we can really help.
Well, when I talked to you last in Nashville, we talked a lot about CX.
Mm-hmm.
But it also seems like you are making and have made a significant investment in EX, the employee experience, but also extending that out to all of the experience for people, your partner experience, et cetera. So it seems like y'all, have, at least as a you know, board and executive team, have decided, you know what, all of these experiences are important.
Yeah, and they have to be connected.
Yeah.
There's no one that's more important than the other.
Right.
They're so interconnected, and I'm a firm believer, both as a leader, as an operations leader, as a software executive here in this space, it really comes down to maintaining your key employees and creating a good experience. I want my employees to feel like they're creating value every day. They need to feel fulfilled.
Yeah.
They need to have confidence in the company and that they have a great career trajectory. And that translates to the customer experience, to the customer's employee experience. And it's just never ending flow.
That's right. That's right.
It's all connected.
Well, you know what? Another thing that we learned from the customers yesterday is that they feel that y'all are an extension of their team. So we're asking them, you know, okay, so when things go, like, you know, maybe you don't know a login, you know, basic stuff from support to other types of things, what do? It's like, oh, I just call my team.
Yeah.
We're like, your team, what, you know, internally? And they're like, no, I just call my ISOF team.
Yeah.
And so they think, and that happened multiple times yesterday, so it wasn't just a one to two thing.
Awesome.
It was literally there. Customers think of you as an extension or a part of their own HRT.
And I think we've been saying that for years.
Yeah.
And I really think in the last year and a half, 2 years, we've turned that corner where they actually trust us as part of their team.
Isn't that crazy?
It is.
Let me ask you a question. This is more theoretical than anything else. Is because you have multiple modules, would you rather a company that's starting out with ISALT use one product and go deep into like all the features, functionality, like use everything? Or would you rather them use the platform but not use as much of the platform?
That's a great question.
And there's no right answer.
There is no right answer. And I have to say, before I answer it, our mentality is to try and make sure the customer is driving that decision.
Perfect. Yeah, that's
because
the right answer.
I don't want to push the software on you.
Yeah.
I need to understand what your challenges are. What are your goals?
And sometimes it comes down to that practitioner saying, you know what, I just want one thing.
Yeah.
I know you have all the things. I'll get to all
that's
the things.
Great. When you're ready,
consume the one thing and go deep into it. And then, you know what, we'll bring in the next thing.
If you try to launch everything too quickly, usually you can't pace their organization at
that's
the
right.
speed to absorb the change.
It's what software companies don't understand is when they make, this is different, but when they do a release on a product, there's a whole change management thing that happens or should happen.
It has to happen.
Has to happen, right?
It doesn't. It breaks down in all sorts of different places.
Yep. So, okay. So favorite thing. We've already covered that. And you've got a session later on today. What's your session about?
So we're talking about, funnily enough, experience. So it's all geared around experience. It's Lena Tonk, myself. We also bring in our chief information security officer, our CFO, because all of those different roles have an impact on experience.
100%.
How do we select, just internally, how do we select what tools we're going to use?
Right.
How do we engage and make sure we have buy-in across the executive team and know the direction that we're going in, and ultimately how all that trickles down?
Yep.
And it's an open Q&A format. So, you know, we want to hear from the customers. We want to hear from the folks in the room. What are the challenges you have? And what I love that we did the session yesterday as well. We're talking to customers with 1,000 employees, and we're talking to customers with 25 employees.
Right.
But the concept of employee experience, it transcends segment and size.
That's right.
It really does.
You want to treat people well.
Yeah.
Again, whether or not you have 1,000 or 100 or 25 or whatever it is, you want to treat them well.
Exactly.
And they want to be treated well at expectation.
100%. And Lena coined it, so I have to give Lena Tonk some credit here. But, you know, it's walking the halls, right? How do you walk the halls, especially in a virtual remote environment where your employees are all spread out? How do you walk the halls and get the buy-in and understand what's really going on in the organization?
Yeah,
so we talk a lot about that.
Years ago, they would call it managing by walking around, right?
Exactly.
And so how do you walk around when people are in 13 different countries or whatever?
If 60% of your organization is remote, how do you walk around? And so we talk a little bit about some of the strategies there, how to drive engagement at all levels, how to get buy-in at all levels. Making sure that at all levels, folks feel involved in the decision-making and feel like they have a seat at the table.
So, last question is, I know there's a pressure that comes with user conferences. This has been fantastic. Next week, there'll be a discussion.
Of course. Many discussions.
Many discussions. One of which will be, how do we do it better?
Exactly. Exactly.
So, well, are you already ready for that discussion? Because you know it's coming.
You know what? You'll appreciate this, I think. So yesterday, Mark Duffel, our CEO, and I sat down with 8 of our customers at lunch. And Mark opened up the session at lunch asking that question. 1, why did you come? And 2, what do we need to do to make it better to get you to come next year? And we had an incredible discussion around, everything from the event app that we're using to session content, and it was a phenomenal session.
So I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall on that conversation.
Those conversations are already happening. We're not waiting until next week.
No,
encapsulate it right now.
You have to.
You have to.
Brother, I absolutely love talking to you. So thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
This is excellent. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you. And thanks everybody for listening. Until next time.